This week's parsha is Parshat Yitro, which is an interesting name for a parsha in which we find Matan Torah. Would we think that the parsha in which we find Matan Torah would be named after a guy, after Yitro? Not only is it named after Yitro, but Rashi explains that the reason the name Yitro is chosen as a reference to this man in this week's parsha is because Yiter Parsha Achat B'Torah. Because of him, a parsha was added to the Torah. His suggestions to Moshe of how to govern the Jewish people, how to judge the Jewish people. So Yitro is the reason the part of the parsha is added and becomes the name of the parsha. This is because we have great respect for Yitro, for his coming around, for his recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we know that there's a special added mitzvah of Ahavat Ager beyond the general mitzvah of Ahavat Yisrael. Rambam explains that what we're showing extra love and respect for is the decision a person makes to join something he's not born into, the ability to come around and recognize. The Or HaChaim explains that the parsha of Matan Torah begins with the story of Yitro's advice. We should see that there are goyim who also have what to teach. Chachma b'goyim tamin. That's why it's so surprising that despite Yitro's sage advice, the parsha that's added because of him, and the name of the parsha, his name, it's surprising that he's not at Matan Torah. And not only is he not at Matan Torah, he's sent away before Matan Torah. Pasuk says in the end of Perek Yudchet, Vayishalach Moshe et chotno, vayelech lo el arzo. Not just that he left, but Moshe sent him away. Why was he sent away? Why couldn't he be there at this special moment? So Rashi explains that he went to be Megayer his family. Again, one wonders, this is the moment, Matan Torah, miss Matan Torah for that. And one could say, you see the importance of influencing other people, maybe even more than your own experience of Matan Torah. But I'd like to focus on the Pshat given by the Balei HaTosfot. It appears in a number of forms. One is in the Pirush of the Machzor Vitri, the other is in Pirush of the Balei HaTosfot. And I'd like to read from the Machzor Vitri, where he writes that Yitro was sent away kedei shelo yachutz bein Yisrael levein konam shehu goy. That Yitro shouldn't be a chatzitza between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why would he be a chatzitza? Because he's a goy. And one wonders, why? Why would he be a chatzitza? Yitro was a seeker, a person who was an ideological and checked out all the religious possibilities and eventually came to the truth. Why would such a person serve as a chatzitza at Matan Torah? I believe the answer to this question is a basic aspect of what Ma'amad Har Sinai and the experience of Matan Torah was meant to relay. Matan Torah was an otherworldly experience. Something beyond the intellectual. Experiencing the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. As Moshe explains, ingraining the concept of Yirat Shamayim in the Jewish people. When God spoke, it wasn't just words, it was a reality. The people fainted because they saw something otherworldly. According to Rabbi Akiva, they saw voices and responded to everything they heard with this overwhelming yes. Even the Lota says they responded to Hain. Anochi Hashem Elokecha wasn't a saying, it was a reality they saw in a clear way. Our world is generally not that way. Our world is a world of options. Yitro was a person who searched through and considered different options, eventually arrived at the truth. But he arrived there as an analytical process of deciding between different options. Our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Matan Torah, is supposed to be above and beyond options. It's supposed to be an empirical reality. It's supposed to be a relationship that we're committed to, not because we've decided that it makes the most sense, but because it's something basic to our existence, something we cannot imagine living without. And that's why Yitro, with all of the value, with the added parsha, with all of his sage advice, with the Chachma Bagoyim, Torah Bagoyim Al Ta'amin. Torah is something different. Torah is a direction we receive from an otherworldly source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitro would have been a chatzitza. The parsha begins with his advice. The parsha is named because of him. Matan Torah takes it to another level. A level where he's not present, where Am Yisrael connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond the rational. Shabbat Shalom.